Chapter 84.
Things seem pretty straightforward to me, Frank was saying. Well, other than me getting shot. I posted your and the lady's photos at the train station like we discussed. That caused the four of you to split up like we wanted, since the Irishman was one loose cannon. You put the GPS chip in the phone you took, rode the boat over, worked her for more information, then gave her the phone back from one of their people. We let her get settled. You followed her to her headquarters and infiltrated the place. Simple. I did all that and reported it back to you.
I know. And you've been there a couple days now. So report again.
Shaw filled him in on what he'd seen and heard over the last 48 hours.
So they really have been doing this a while.
Frank brushed some lint off his rumpled suit jacket.
You know, we suspected something like this was going down.
How? Asked Shaw.
Frank took a moment to pop open the room's minibar concealed in a cabinet and pulled out a Coke.
He uncapped it and took a swallow.
Dead Nazis, he said.
What?
Well, their being Nazis was never confirmed on our side. But we had a string of 90-year-old guys making mysterious exits from life at various points around the world over the last 5 or 6 years. A couple in South America, where those Third Reich higher-ups tended to migrate after Hitler offed himself in that bunker.
Why was that even on your radar?
Because some of them were later involved in stuff that came damn close to being in our bailiwick. On two occasions, we traced them back to their Berlin days. But the guys were already dead, and there didn't seem to be much point in pursuing it after that. But if that's the case, more power to these guys for taking those assholes down.
You mean being vigilantes?
I mean working out justice where there wasn't any before. That is sort of what we do here, Shaw.
We've never been ordered to murder anybody.
No. But do you think all the guys we find and turn over get a jury of their peers?
I know they don't.
Then let's get back to the matter at hand. So what's the issue now?
Shaw told him of Mallory's ultimatum.
Either Reggie comes with me while I'm hunting Kuchin, or they expose us, too.
Frank finished his Coke.
Is that all? Then I don't see the problem, really. Take her with you.
Shaw's jaw went slack. I don't want to go after this bastard with her tagging along. It's too dangerous.
But the flip side is, if you leave her alone, maybe Kuchin catches up to her while you're looking for him. Then this time he finishes the job.